Blog Talk Radio.
What up? It's the word on the street. What word on the street with PDP. What's up, everybody? It's the word on the street with your boy PDP, brought to you by Faves and Athletes Respectfully Radio. And as you know, it's the day right after Easter. You know what I'm saying? It's a new opportunity, fresh opportunity to get back to work. I'm pretty sure you had an amazing day. If you lived out here in the West Texas area, it was the weather was tremendous. It started off a little chilly, and then it ended up getting warm. And all weekend was warm. Hope you have a blessed weekend. It's a day right out of Easter. This is Word on the Street with your boy PDP on Saving Athletes Respectfully Radio, and it's Monday. It's a great opportunity to get to work. So whatever it is, I'm gonna be talking about. Today is Move Out the Way Monday. You know what I'm saying? It's an M. So I came up with an acronym that starts with the letter M. And what I came up with, instead of calling it Motivation Monday, I'm just calling it Move Out My Way. Because if somebody's in my way or somebody's in my face or somebody is trying to stop me from reaching that goal, I'm simply just going to say, Move Out the Way. Speaking of Move Out the Way, this dude named Harold Ecker. This dude please excuse me, Mr. Ecker, if I said your name wrong, but Mr. Harold Ecker has got accepted into every Ivy League school. Every Ivy League school. This report comes off of BossUp.com. He said 8 is a lucky number for Harold Ecker. The salutatorian from Elmont High School in Long Island just received a remarkable and rare accomplishment, accepting to all 8 prestigious Ivy League. Cool. Give it up for him, man. That's what I'm talking about, Mr. Ecker. It says, as CBS 2's Chris Rains reported 8 years ago, the Ecker family arrived in America from their native Nigeria. Ecker pointed to his family's humble beginnings, thirst for education, and desire to make a meaningful mark on society as his inspiration. From first hand, Harold began volunteering for social justice campaigns, academic mentoring, got involved with sports, was elected to Elmont's Homecoming Court and Honor Society, but mostly spent his years working intricate, complicated biochemistry experiments. That's way more smart than I am, but shout out to the kid. The kids will say, I want to be a firefighter or a police officer or a superhero. I would say I want to explore the human body. What makes us who we are, he says. I would like to be a neurosurgeon when I grow up. Ooh-wee! Ecker told WCBS 880 Sophia Hall he wants to find a cure for Alzheimer's. His grandmother was diagnosed with the disease. I feel you, homie. The 17-year-old leaned towards Yale but had to visit other Ivies, which he plans to do next week. Another Long Island student was recently accepted to all 8 Ivy League schools. Kawasi, I'm not even going to attempt to say that. But he made national news in 2014 when he graduated from William Floyd High School. He decided to attend. Yeah, man, we got to give it up for Mr. Harold, man. 17-year-old out there, not really choosing the sports world, not going your typical way, but just also finding a way. And he said his grandma has Alzheimer's, and also. And also some news out there I want to share with you guys. As you guys know, or you might not know, Jay-Z actually coming up. Jay-Z, Rihanna, Kanye West, all of these artists got together, right? And they came out with this thing called Tidal. Tidal is this where you can pay a small fee and where you can download all the their albums, everything, you know, and get it strictly from the artists, and so they're doing away with the record companies and things. So, because as of now, you know, nowadays artists don't really get paid as they used to back in the day. So Jay-Z, the artist, and Paul, they came together, and I like to see men coming together of all colors. You know what I'm saying? And want to do better and want to contribute to society. But will this work? Now they are saying that he done pulled music off of Spotify and YouTube. Woo!
Now, that could be a big pay cut. It says, according to Watch Loud, Jay-Z's classic debut album, Reasonable Doubt, is no longer available on the service, but his entire discography can be streamed on the new Tidal platform. Jay explained that one of the reasons he and numerous other musicians joined together for Tidal was because the streaming services had an unbalanced profit-sharing system with the artists. He spoke about the payout structure during a Q&A at NYU. You guys might have seen some of the stats, like Lil Black had a song who was streamed 168 million times and he got paid $4,000? What? 168 million times and he only got paid 4 G's? For us, it's not us standing here saying we are poor musicians. If you provide a service, you should be compensated for it, and not just artists. Just think about the writers and producers. Taylor Swift pulled all her music from Spotify in 2014. The country pop star's catalog is included on Tidal. Now, that's what's up. The artist-owned company is also separating itself from other streaming services by providing exclusive content such as new songs by Rihanna, which girl, better have my money. Don't you know it, Hey, man, that's my jam right there. But Rihanna and Beyonce, the Tidal users can also stream exclusive videos from White Stripes and Madonna, Samuel Black's Western, They Die by Dawn, starring Michael K. Williams, Rosario Dawson, Erykah Badu. It's only available on the platform as well. But right now we got on the line youth minister straight up our Arkansas brother from another mother who recently just got married. It's Mr. Stephen Ivey. What's up, brother?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Oh, it's going well, man. The weather's nice. It's not too hot, not too cold. And today after Easter, great day to be above water, brother.
How was your
Easter, if you don't mind me asking?
Man, it was great, man. It was a really great weekend, man. I got married on Saturday, then went to Tulsa and went to church with my mother, and that was a great experience, going back to a church that she grew up in and I grew up in, and seeing how it's transforming. And then I had dinner with my family, man, and my old uncles and aunties, in their 60s and 70s, we all sat around the table and they just gave us young ones wisdom, man. So it was a great weekend.
Wow, we got to give it up for Mr. Ivey right now. That's what I'm talking about. Men stepping up and being men. That's what I'm talking about. I'm saving athletes respectfully. It's something that I started a few years ago, and I feel like God has put it on my heart. And it's crazy that the people that He has brought to me and things like this, and who I've now befriended and continue to help display a positive message out there. And now that takes Stephen Ivey had just got married. So these are men. These are men. These ain't boys. These are men. You know what I'm saying? Give it a word. I want to say thanks to you, Mr. Ivey, you know, for being on the show and just being a man of God and being a great contributor to not only your community but also to the SOAR community as well. It's all very well appreciated, and I wish you and your family nothing but the best. My condolences goes out to you. So now, black men is out there. They're all positive black men out there. Go ahead and hit us a word on the street with your boy, Pete and Stephen Ivey. You can call in at 877-921-1656. That is 877-921-1656. Well, all right, Mr. Ivey, I know you got something that's probably heavy on your heart. I'm going to go ahead and give you the flow and let you G.O.
All right. Well, finishing up from last week, we talked about the six needed relationships that you need. Last week we said you need a pastor or a spiritual director, somebody who can help you spiritually and guide you and lead you, pray for you, give you counsel from my position, give you counsel from the Word of God, and give you godly wisdom and counsel. Second thing we talked about was a mentor, and how a mentor has the ability to give you guidance based upon experience. A mentor, and it's more so semantics when we get into mentor and coaching. A mentor is someone who who has walked the path that you plan on walking and has that same experience that can teach you, talk to you about the pitfalls, the holes, the good times, all of that kind of stuff, the dangers ahead. That's a mentor. A coach really is the same thing, except the difference between a coach and a mentor, in my opinion, is a coach just gives you they just give you wisdom, and they don't have to have experienced what you experience or know what you know or have done what you've done to give you wisdom or give you instructions or give you discipline. A coach can be anybody that helps you succeed at the ultimate goal. We also talked about a peer, how you need a friend. And, man, friends look different. I tell you, I have my closest friends and my close circle of friends. I have all types of friends that really talk to me on what I need, but all of them are stronger at certain things. So I have one friend that I can call that he's very emotional. So when I'm going through emotional hurt or pain, I can talk to him, and he understands that emotional side of me and can be there. There's another friend that is spiritual. And when I need just somebody to give me spiritual advice, I have that friend. And then I have friends that just keep it real, friends that are in church, that love God, but sometimes I don't need to hear Bible because I know Bible. Sometimes I just need to hear man-to-man, being 100 straight up. And so, friend, the last two things that I want to encourage everybody, one of them you'll go acquire and you'll get, and the other one will just happen as you live your life. The first one or the fifth one on the list is a therapist. I would encourage every and anybody to find some type of counselor, some type of therapist outside of your church, but find for real counseling where you can just go sit down and talk to somebody for an hour, 2 hours, however long. Spend the money. There are resources available to you that will give you free counseling. When me and my wife wanted to have marriage counseling, one of the things that we wanted to do is we wanted godly counsel, but we wanted someone that was unbiased, that didn't know us, that could just hear us, see us, and give us for real, give us unadulterated, pure counsel and wisdom. And so we actually ended up getting a therapist and a counselor, and he was totally free because he's in his master's degree program. And so he was doing it as an internship, totally free. He's dealt with marriage counseling before because he's a former pastor for many years. And so it just worked out for us. But everybody needs a therapist, not just for marriage, not just for things like that. But you need a counselor, a therapist for yourself. Sometimes they're in life, you know, we're hit with blows. You lose family members. You lose job. You lose your money. Your self-esteem is hit. All types of things go on, and we try to be strong in and of ourselves, and we hold and bottle up issues until our small issues become this huge issue in our lives that now we're fighting to get done. And if you think with me, and I'll move on, but if you think with me, if every year, once or twice, or maybe even three times a year, you go sit with a therapist and you get counsel, and you're dealing with the issues as they come up, then 10 years later, you won't be dealing with 10 years past, if that makes sense. But oftentimes what people do is we let issues build up, and now 10 years later, people are dealing with 10 years ago when they could just be dealing with the here and now. So get a therapist. Get somebody. Spend the money if you can or find a free resource. If you have a university in your area, they'll have free resources for you. There are a lot of nonprofits. There are people willing to help. So get you a therapist. And the last thing, like I said, that's just going to happen as you live your life. You're going to have enemies. You need an enemy. You need a mentor. You need a spiritual director. You need a coach. You need a peer. You need a therapist. But you also need an enemy. You need somebody who opposes you, because oftentimes when you're opposed, it makes your character, it shows you your character, it shows you your strong points, it even shows you your weaknesses. And so you get an enemy, you get an opponent, somebody that's going to battle you. And somebody, even if they hate you, love your enemy. That I think that's why Jesus says love your enemies, because your enemy, although they're trying to hurt you, they can really help you. When you play sports, think about all of, if it wasn't for you having to play an opposing team, you wouldn't become a better athlete. Thank God for practice squads and having your second string or having to practice against your third string, but they don't make you better. That's why they're second and third string, and no offense to second and third string, but because you have some really good players on second and third string as well. But I'm saying that your practice squad is not near as competitive as the opponent that you face on the other side of the ball. And so in your life, again, and I'm done, you need a spiritual director, you need a mentor, you need a coach, you need a peer, you need a therapist, and you need an enemy.
Wow. I like that, Mr. Avi. Man, Mr. Avi hit the nail right on the nose. And last but not least, like he said, you need the enemy. Not for someone that you can hate, but somebody that can help you, somebody that can help. So that's just that competition to keep that fire burning. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, Mr. Avi. Hey, I learned something new today. Thank you for the word. And again, I want to officially say welcome to the new fraternity that you have joined, because I do feel like this is a fraternity as in a marriage fraternity.
Yes, sir.
Every now because when I tell people I'm married, people be like, welcome to the club. You know what I'm saying? And I see, and I see it, and I feel it, and the best part about it, I don't know about you, but I would imagine so, but after I said I do, I feel like a weight just lifted off of my chest. And I could finally, like you say, deal with issues right now and not deal with issues with the past and not let anyone else's opinion be an effect on my household. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
With that being said, Mr. Avi, I'll talk to you tomorrow, brother. And I know you're going to come with it again, my friend.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right, good deal. Yeah, that was Mr. Stephen Avi, youth minister, straight up out of Arkansas. Great guy, spiritual guy, just got married. Man, I love to see people grow. I love to see people soar. That's what we're here for. No matter what you done, or no matter what you done been through, life's about making your dreams come true. But here in a minute, we're going to get back into some celebrity news. You know what I'm talking about, because Petey P. Yo, that's Petey P with Word on the Street. Coming to you live on Saving Our Thieves Respectfully Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network. It is Petey P. Hit me up, 877-921-1656. That is 877-921-1656. And if you guys just now tuning in, you just missed a great segment by Mr. Stephen Avi. Just new man to the fraternity that we are both now officially in, which is the Married Men. And that's what I'm talking about. We got black men out here doing tremendous things. And also, who just got engaged, who is also on SOAR Radio. His name is Adrian Reese. You can catch him on a recruit every week and on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Last week, all you got to do is just go to www. Or you can just go to AdrianReese.com. That's his website. You can go to AdrianReese.com. Check out who he interviewed last week. Which he interviewed a professional player named Keontae Dawson, you know, which is a great and also spiritual guy, married man. So for the parents out there, if you're looking for positive role models, I'm telling you, you probably want to go ahead and go to SoarEveryday.com or just go to blogtalkradio.com/SoarEveryday, because I have amazing men doing amazing things up on my network. When I'm just here to tell you, it's all God-given. I'm not here to tell you I'm not very religious. I'm just very spiritual. You know what I'm saying? I believe God directs your path if you slow everything down and able to just clear your mind, clear your soul, and just listen to what he has to say. And whenever I do, Whenever I do say that, it is hard to walk by faith and not by sight, because just like women, men, we also love security too. Well, that's where the degrees and all the certification stuff comes in at. Because, and why do we want security more than a woman? Because we have to take care of that woman. But back onto the celebrity news, you know what I'm talking about? Chris Brown. See, Breezy. Yeah. All my brothers got real hair chilling with the top down screaming like, I know I'm messing words up. But hey, he says he's a changed man. He says he's a changed man. Chris Brown pledges to be faithful to Karrueche if she'll accept his baby. So, another black man trying to be positive in the media. I know most people think negative about Chris Brown, but Chris Brown is a mogul. Chris Brown did make some mistakes. Nobody in this world is perfect, you know. But now he does have a baby, and he wants to have his girl back, so he can so that baby can be cool. So shout out to Chris Brown saying that he's a changed man, and I just hope you continue to go down that right path, brother, give good music and be a great role model, be a tremendous role model to the community. But sadly, to report this, I didn't know if I was really going to report this or not, but everybody has an artist that they look up to growing up. And my artist was Master P, DMX, 50 Cent, Ja Rule, Tupac. Those are my five right there. That's me. And out of all of those, I would go before every football game, I would talk like DMX. Before every football game when I was growing up, my cousins used to come over to the house and be like, hey, yo, Pete, get the egg. I'm like, hey, yo, I'm politicking with this chicken, one day, family, and I'm a creeper, a little hood rat chick, gone 25th, next to a nigga. What? Here we go. Yeah, I'm kind of losing it now, though. But anyways, he just performed with Mos Def, all the OGs of the rap game. And tell me what, I sure hope this stuff is I hope it's fake, but they say DMX and his posse rolled up on this 21-year-old at a convenience store and stole $3,200 on him. But why is somebody going to have $32 on him in the... But anyways, I ain't going to go there. Definitely not going to go there. But DMX, come on, man, I hope this is fake. You can't be sticking people up at the gas station. You got people like me and people like other black men who's looking up to people like you, bro. I remember reading your book called Earl. I broke my leg in high school, and what got me through was reading this man's book, because I was about to go crazy because I thought I was going to lose all of my scholarships, but I got into his book. If you guys have not read it, I'm pretty sure you can go to any bookstore. Pretty sure it's on Amazon. I got mine personally from Hastings, and I read it. It's called Earl. The way he was grew up in his childhood and the way he just got into music, it's very intriguing. It's very inspirational. Just put it like that. So DMX, yo, my man, you would not mess with me, baby. Come on. Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, DMX, you got to get it together. But on probably the most popular family here in America, maybe international, is, boy, I tell you, man. But you know who I'm talking about, the one who blew up from the infamous sex tape with my homeboy Ray J, and Kim Kardashian. You got to give it to her. She's very great at staying relevant. And says, also from BossUp.com, the Kardashian/Jenner family attends Easter Sunday services along with Tyga and his son. And also, everybody knows Tyga is supposedly red-shirting the poom-poom of Kylie Jenner until she turns 18. But we don't really know. Let's see what they're talking about. God knows they need Jesus. That's what it says. God knows they need Jesus. We're glad to see nearly the entire Kardashian/Jenner family attended Easter Sunday services this year. So glad to know that they're in church, including little wild thing Kylie Jenner and her rapper Blue Tiger, who brought his son. Very even Tiger. She is hot to be, you know. But you know, man, to each his own. But like Kanye West said in quote, Tiger, he think he's smart because he get inside the family fast. But you know. You know, with your lifestyle and her lifestyle, man, hey, man, I wish nobody but the best. Don't wish nothing negative on nobody. He's another black man that I want to see doing good. And I'm glad to see he's with his son, taking him to church with his, I'm not going to say future GF, which is girlfriend, you know. But, hey, that's moving on along. A 21-year-old college student charged with raping kids at a Boston day care. Now, what's wrong with this picture? A 21-year-old, come on. come on, man. Like, you're in college. This is what I don't get. Because I have a son. I have a son who's 1.5 right now, about to be 2 in August, and he's not in daycare right now. That's why I'm pursuing my dream, just being radio. I could be at home with my son, pursuing my dream, and doing what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Because there are some crazy and sick people out there, and this is part of the reason. This is part of the reason why I choose to stay at home and try to do what I got to do. So, and plus, it's cheaper too. And people, all the parents out there know daycare is no pretty penny. But anyways. It says 21-year-old Kyle Loughlin of Brentham was charged Wednesday with various acts of sexual abuse and indecent assault and battery by Bridgewater State University Police Department. The alleged victims are boys between the ages of 4 and 5, reports the station. Loughlin reportedly worked as a teacher's assistant in the early childhood education program. Let me start that over. Loughlin reportedly works as a teacher's assistant in the early childhood education program and is a child care worker at the Children's Center at the school in southeastern Massachusetts. The facility provides daycare for children of students, facility, and staff at the university, according to CBS Boston. A woman whose daughter attends the daycare tells the station her trust is completely trust. Can't really blame them for that. The problem that I have is that there is no notification when the initial investigation started or when he was arrested or when he was indicted, and I found out when I pulled into the parking lot, said the woman, who did not want to be identified. Can you blame her? No, please believe me. The university says Loughlin passed the background prior to working at the daycare center, reports the situation. And people always say it's not black and white. I hate to get into things like that are black and white, but hey, just like when you got these people shooting up these workforce programs in big buildings because they are taking their guns. First of all, somebody black can't even walk out to a store without looking at some guns without people getting to you. And which brings me and my wife celebrated a honeymoon, little mini honeymoon. This is just something, so I just got her away for the weekend. She just started a new job, and we just got married. So on the honeymoon, I was just like, yo, the Texas Rangers got their first little expedition game, so we're going to go. We never been to a Ranger game like that. So we ended up going to the Ranger game, and we enjoying a Ranger game. We got our nice little jerseys on. Her jersey say Richardson on the back, the number 5, which was my high school number, and that's my last name, you heard me? And I had on just a regular Texas jersey, you know, just red, all plain red, but we matching. We doing our thing. We taking pictures. We laughing. We giggling. But it's getting a little chilly out there. So, you know, we both got our jackets. She has on our little pretty old little jacket with her pretty little thing. You know what I'm saying? But me, I got a hoodie. I brought my hoodie. You know what? You know what's going on with black people in hoodie these days. And for the people who do follow my show, Word on the Street, or any of my morning show, the P. Richardson Morning Show, or The Recruit with Adrian Reese, everybody knows if you follow me that I'm really not a violent guy. I'm just a guy that's trying to give advice and help the world one day at a time. I guess I look like a threat to these people. I stood up 3 times. The usher walked down 3 times. But first, before I get into that, let me tell you where I was at. Let me tell you where I was sitting. We were sitting in the left field corner right at the edge. So just as somebody was hitting a home run, we was going to get it. That's why I felt like we had some pretty good seats. But we were the only dark spots in down there, if you see what I'm saying. So I stood up 3 times. Once it got cold, like, no one was bothering us until I put on the hoodie. Once I put on the hoodie, got a little chilly. I put the hoodie on over my ball cap. I stood up 3 times. The usher comes down 3 times, stands right in front of us, like I'm acting violent or something. So I'm just like, I noticed it. Don't say nothing to my wife, because I don't want to ruin the time and stuff like that. So, long story short, I finally couldn't take her no more. I was like, man, this dude is just looking me in my face like we're doing something wrong. And I'm just trying to enjoy this time with my wife. So anyways, we get up and we go to leave. It's the 5th inning. It's too cold by this time. We get up, we go to leave. And then the police turns around and walks. He's like 3 or 4 feet away from us. And I'm just like, are you serious? Because I got my hoodie on. I didn't want to say nothing to the guy. But my wife knows I'm actually got something in the works because he don't even know. That's my major. That's what I went to school for. A criminal justice major. It's bound. That's what drives me. You know, I love to serve and protect as well. But this dude is just profiling me. But I'm glad he's doing his job though. Don't I'm not gonna take that away from him. I'm glad he's doing his job. I'm glad he's doing what he gotta do and doing all that. But man, bro, I'm not the enemy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the enemy, I'm not the one. You heard me? That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, that's why I'm on the street with your boy Petey Pete. Like I said, you can hit me up 877-921-1656. We do got the recruit that airs every Thursday at 8 p.m. Last Desk to Desk, the recruit with Adrian Reese. And he also just interviewed New Orleans Saints, Keontae Dawson, inspiring, great family man. But okay, just like I said, it's a new week. It's a new opportunity to reach that goal, right? You woke up this morning. If you woke up this morning, you was blessed with the opportunity to breathe the air through your nostrils. Then that is the gift of life right there. So if you're able to breathe that gift of life through your nostrils and exhale through your mouth, what open up your eyes? Either you're waking up to a significant other or waking up by yourself. If you're able to put your feet down on that floor, while you're still sitting on that bed, you need to have that attitude like this, or you need to have your enemy just like Stephen Ivey. Say, oh, shoot, he's up again. Yeah, when I get up, I want the devil to say, oh, shoot, he's up again. Because you know what? Because every day that I'm alive and I'm given the gift of life, I'm trying to become closer to my maker and become a better person and a better person to my family and a better person to the community and give you the word the best way I know how. That's why today is Move Out the Way Monday. So whatever it is that you feel like is in your way, if you feel like it's sex, if you feel like it's drugs, If you feel like you're in a bad relationship, if you feel like you're getting tired of that, J-O-B. If you're getting tired of looking in the mirror and you don't like what you see, just tell it to simply move on out the way. And the only person you got to compete with is the person that's looking you right back in your eyes when you look into that mirror. But anybody else, don't anybody else is irrelevant. Everybody else is stupid. That I'm telling you, I mean, not like stupid, but they can be stupid to you because when you think something is stupid, you don't want nothing to do with it. You simply just push it to the side. Because once you find out that smoking weed is stupid, you simply push it to the side. Once you find out that your girl was stupid because she cheated on you, what you do? You push it to the side. Once you find out that you got a better job, and now you finally come to the realization that the job that you was working was stupid, what you do? You simply push it to the side. And once you find out that you can't drink and drive, what you do right there, you simply push it to the side. So that's what I'm saying. Today is Move Out the Way Monday. Whatever's in your way, make sure you move it on out the way. And if you're in a bad relationship, man, you know you're in a bad relationship. Don't stay in that relationship just because it's comfortable. You might be in that relationship for 4 or 5 years, but you want to move on, but you just don't know how. You just with her because you can go out with your boys, and then you know you got some for sure cutty at the end of the day. That's why you still with her, because you go out with your boys, might smoke a little weed, might go out to the bar or something, kick it with your boys. And then when you're done kicking with your boy, you get to going through your phone book because you're cheating on her anyway. And then you go through your phone book, and then boom, you always got a game plan right there. And that's why most people do stay in a relationship, because they do, because people do get comfortable, people do get complacent. And I think that's one of the most common complacencies. In long-term relationships, I'm not saying all long-term relationships are bad, but if you don't have plans on marrying that girl, don't waste that girl's time. And the same thing with you females out there. If you don't plan on marrying that dude, then don't waste that dude's time. And some of you girls really are an application away from getting dumped. Some dudes out there date girls, and just until they can get up on their feet, and vice versa. Some of you dudes who with some of these girls are just an application, a job interview away from being single. So that's just how it is. So before you even get to that point, just have a conversation with them simply and be like, yo, I'm not really feeling this relationship right now. We supposed to be friends, but you got to be careful with the girl. The girl can tell you she loves you, and the other second can tell you she hates you. And that's what us dudes, we got to learn that little jump. Like, woo, watch yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's just how it is coming up, and that's just part of maturity comes in, and then knowledge also comes in. They say knowledge is power, but they say the truth hurts. And when you do tell these girls the truth, and when these girls do tell us fellas the truth, most of the time us dudes can't hang it, we can't take it. So if the girls
come to you, guy, if a girl comes to you and be like, yo, she ain't coming in the relationship no more, don't get all hysterical, don't get violent, just take a deep breath. I'm telling the experience is the best teacher. I have been broken up with, I have been cheated on, I have been done wrong, I've been drunk through the water. You know what I'm saying? Have I reacted perfect every time? No. That's why I'm here to tell you. I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you what not to do. So don't act hysterical. Don't get violent. Don't even hit them with an emotional lobo. Just simply take a deep breath. If you want to keep the relationship, then you can simply do what you got to do. Don't force things, but talk to her. Console her. Find out what she really likes. Treat her right. You know what I'm saying? She might do want to get married. You know what I mean? So, and for ladies, let me give you some advice. If you're shacking up with these dudes, a dude 9 times out of 10 ain't going to marry you. And let me say that again. Ladies, if you're shacking up with these dudes, 9 times out of 10, he's not going to marry you. Just like if you give it up on the first night, he might not even want to be doing nothing with you no more. And especially if you did it to one of his boys. So just let me give you some advice. Ladies, if you're trying to get a man, don't have sex with him. And especially don't shack up with him. Don't be like, and it's because if you really like a dude and he's coming at you like, yo, I just need somewhere to stay. Can I stay here for the weekend? Say no, because he's going to end up staying there, and then he's going to end up moving in, and then you're going to be like, what's next? And he's just going to be just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Whether if he has a job or not, he's just going to be chilling. Then it's going to be hard for him to really, but I'm not speaking for all men. But I'm just saying it's going to be hard for him. To really say I want to marry you because shoot, he didn't got all of you now. You know he could be getting bored. That's why I really believe some people you should wait till you marry. But my pops did give me some awesome advice growing up. He did say you should live with a girl for a year before you marry him. But you know biblically that's not right. You know what I'm saying? But in reality of it is. You don't really know somebody until you live with them. You really don't know. And sometimes, fellas, we might be into this girl, head over heels for this girl, open up doors and doing everything. You falling in love, but it's not till you don't really know how much you love her until you see her panties laying on the floor. And then if you can see her panties laying on the floor, and then you still love her and you still get an erection every time you see her, then shoot, I guarantee that's the one for you. And sometimes that, fellas, that'll do it for them. And same thing with the girls, too. You know, they, shoot, you know, sometimes dudes, we be, you know, our drawers be looking all crazy. Oh, we put these at the bottom of the basket. She ain't going to see these. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so it like every side of the coin, every story has two, there's always two sides of the story. There's always two things. There's always two sides of the story. It doesn't really get any simpler than that. And also, if you're in a job, like for instance, like I was, if you're in a job where the professionalism just isn't there, the stuff just not going right, and you have a goal that you want to achieve. So what you want to do, man, save your money. I was watching the Breakfast Club interview with Dr. Boyce Jenkins. I think that's his name. And he was like, most black people don't have that FU money. You know what I'm saying? We too busy living. Like, the average American is already 2 paychecks away from being homeless. You know what I'm saying? So, what he was saying was, you know, we need to save our money. You know what I mean? Not everybody was born with money, but a lot of people, but we are born with the opportunity to get money. So, save your money. We need to save up some of that F you money. So, when that boss who starts talking to you crazy, you can say F you. No, I don't say F you. But you can just simply take a deep breath, just like I say, move on out the way and keep it moving. But you got to do it the right way. Don't just do it any kind of way, but you can also follow your heart and follow God. Like I say, walk by faith. Some people choose to walk by faith and not by sight, just like I say. But you do have the ultimate security. But at times, you know, we are human and we do panic. You know what I mean? Prince Montana got a song called Don't Panic. You know, which is actually pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? But you can relate that into life. So, if you're struggling at JLB, you're trying to pursue that goal, buy you an equipment one by one, buy the things that you need one by one, get your expenses right, keep saving up money, then before you know it, you're going to be launching it. Because my goal is to get a radio station that's going to run 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's going to be Soul Radio. It's another aspect, including my show. And it's going to come to you here in a few months. I'm not going to give you an exact date, but I'm just going to hit you with it. Boom! I'll hit you with that positive music. Boom! It's going to make you want to, boom, I mean, soar. And boom, I'm telling you.
telling you, so by way, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, it's going down. Word on the street with your boy, Pity P. 877-921-1656. Oh, this, dude, I don't know why this came up to my mind. Did you not see that Plies video? Oh, come on, black people. We got to do better. Dude just wanted to get viral. Just wanted to go viral. Like, I'm going to go up here, slam Plies, and then I'm going to be on World Star. World Star. Man, slap yourself. Man, get up out of here. And we talk about Black Lives Matter. Black lives really do matter. We don't want to make black lives better. So just chill on that. You know what I'm saying? So tomorrow, I got an inspiring rapper. Name is Roddy, straight up out of Cali. My homeboy ran into him up in Cali and told me I need to check him out. Checked him out last night. We was chilling. Yes, checking out Saturday night. I'm sorry. Saturday night, we was chilling, listening to a CD. And I really like what I like to hear. He's a, what, 21-year-old dude? 21-year-old dude just added me on Twitter. Let me go ahead and pull up his information real quick so I can show you where to follow him at. And you can catch him here on Soul Radio tomorrow. And we're going to get it cracking right there, man. His name is @YD_BeGoingHam. That's @YD_BeGoing, BEGOING_HAM. You know what I'm saying? Go follow him. You go to ReverbNation.com. Go check out some of his music. He do got some pretty good music. I did check out his CD. He's an inspiring rapper. I can tell you he's one of those Tiger guys. He's gonna be real good. So make sure you check him out on Soul Radio tomorrow on the Water Street with your boy PDP. But you know I can't G.O. without letting you listen to my flow. I done been on the world flow, looking out the window. My mama tired and my pops ain't nowhere to show. My granny clowning me because I'm sleeping on the floor. She hate to see me doing bad. She know what I said, bro. You mean to tell me y'all my hard work is paid off? People close to me is now starting to fade off. Laughing at me like a nigga name is Adolf. Fake friends, all y'all wanted was a payoff. So what I do is take your hate and turn it into hunger. And I'll be damned if another man take my thunder. The only man I fear is God. He gon' take me under. The only one I fear is God. He can take me under. So until that day comes, homie, y'all gon' feel my pain. Retaliation ain't my style. I taught it to the game. Mama, drop your eyes, your boy, you're about to do a thing. Because it's sunshine, I promise. After the rain. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's the last lyrics. That's the last lyrics I ever wrote. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, jack of all trades, but they say a jack of all trades is a master at nothing, so you got to focus on something. I'm focusing on radio, but every now and again, I will let you hear the flow. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to check out YD tomorrow on Sword Radio, different sword day, same sword time. This was The Word on the Street with your boy, PDP, on Saving Our Face Respectfully Radio on Blog Talk Network. I'm telling you, stay blessed. It's great. This is new week, new day, new week, another opportunity to reach that goal. See you guys tomorrow. Don't lose your soul and don't go out of control. PDP, can't let you go without listening to Rihanna. I came to win. Just like that, I'm out. Peace.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to fly. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to fly.
pop me in, but I will remain with a pop pin. Cause I am not a word, I am not a line, I am not a girl that can ever be defined. I am not fly, I am levitation. I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. Did you become alive in a time of fear? And I ain't time to fear. Cry my eyes out for days upon days. Such a heavy burden placed upon me. But when you go hard, your names become yay. Yankee Stadium with Jay and Kanye.
Came to win, survive, prosper.